Blog Talk Radio.
I will listen. Listen in the session. I need to hear from you. I won't ask a question. No, about justice. Just let me hear your voice, Lord. Let me hear your voice, Lord. I need to hear your voice, Lord. I will listen. I will. Anybody need to hear from us tonight? I will. Somebody open up your mouth and shout, I will. Yeah, Lord, I will. May not be able to sing like angels, but I will. May not be able to preach like Paul, but I will. Lord, if you need somebody, I will. Somebody just lift your voice and say, I will. Tell the Lord, I will. Somebody open up the mouth, say, I will. Hey, yeah. Oh, here's my heart, Lord. All to Jesus, I'm surrendered. All to him, I freely give. I will. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I will.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in with me today here on First Fruit. And it's a privilege and an honor from God that he called and sent me at such a time like this to be able to speak, and actually be used as a vessel, Lord. And I always no credit given to me, but unto the Lord who is my strength and my redeemer, and not only mine, he's yours too. I just want to say, you know, this is Reverend Strawbridge from Fruit Spirit Christian Ministries. If you would like to call in or anything, my email address, let me give you my email address. It's reverendstraw@gmail.com. It's reverendstraw@gmail.com. Today is not a day to call in because, you know, we don't get the word today. Tuesdays, if you or want to call in, or you just want to email me that, and we just chat about the Word of God. You know, hey, that's awesome, and we'll converse from there. And if you have any needs or any prayers that you might just send it to me, send it to my email, and we'll go from there. And if we don't want to put our information out publicly, as far as, you know, calling one another, we can, you inbox me and I'll call you. We'll call, we'll talk, and we'll hash it out and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about the issue or whatever is going on. And we'll do our best to adhere to the Spirit of God and meet the needs, because that's our purpose, meeting the needs of the people and serving, always serving. And there's so much power in serving God's people. This morning, that what we'll be talking about, I mean, it's a powerful message that God blessed me with this morning. And the sermon is entitled, don't get upset with the product. Don't get upset with the product, meaning as we read Matthew chapter 13, we're going to talk about when Jesus was given the parable, as he was sitting in the boat and people was on the shore listening to him. And you have to think about it. Look at that sight. And Jesus being in the boat, in the ocean, on the ocean, don't know how far he was out, but he had been pretty close to the shore, where he was near the shore, and the people gathered around just to hear the word of God. Man, that had to have been awesome. Just an awesome sight to see that, you know, that little sidebar right there. I just was visualizing that, you know, the Messiah on the water, in the boat, chatting and chatting with the people about the goodness of God. But as he was speaking, he gave many parables that day. But this one in particular, he talked about the sowed seer, the sowed seer. And we're going to talk about in the message today about how, you know, what this message was in term, how we're going to translate it into what God is speaking and put it in today's terms and how it reflects on our life today as we speak right now. And so we can get a better understanding, so we can get some clarification, so we can get some release. And if we're going through, if you're going through anything about what the soul seer say is doing and where he placed the seeds, and we got seeds that we place out there, and sometimes don't fall on and good and fertile soil. And so this is what the Spirit of God is trying to get us to understand, that, you know, we got to make sure that we plant it on fertile ground. And but God is saying through all that, don't get upset with the product, though. Don't get upset with what you're producing, because you're getting upset with what you're producing, because God didn't produce it, you produced it. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. No, don't get mad at the product. Fix it. Don't get mad at the product. Fix it. And before we get into today's message, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for, and Lord God, we thank you every day our feet are able to touch the ground. And Lord God, that it's a new day. It's a new day you blessed us with, new beginnings, and Lord God, some endings, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you. We're going to count, just like your brother James said, count it all joy. We're going to count it all joy. Whatever you bless us with today, Lord God, we're just going to be just thankful and grateful, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know all the blessings, sweet blessings, come up above from you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who attested the cross, went on the cross, died for our sins and transgressions, and brought the keys back from death, hell, and the grave, brought them back and rose with all power. He went with all power in his hand. He arose with all power in his hand, and he resides on your right hand, and you have the sweet Holy Spirit that rests with us down here on earth, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the things that you've done and the things that you're about to do, Lord God. We thank you for our iniquities and transgressions that came before us, Lord God, that we can climb that mountain, Lord, because we need the crevices and the corners to make it up the mountain, Lord God. And because if the mountain was smooth, we couldn't climb it. But Lord God, we thank you today that we will reach that mountaintop to see your face one day. Lord God, as we speak, this sermon is spoken, Lord God, all of you, none of me, take Chris Drawbridge out, Lord God. And Lord God, your tongue and your mind and your spirit, let it rest ruling, abide through me, Lord God, to reach your people, Lord God. And Lord God, you receive all the glory, Lord God. We bless your name this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. As we begin to get into today's message, there again, the sermon title is Don't Get Upset with the Product. We must be careful in the way we handle the dirt, though, which is occupied by our living soul. The dirt must be fertile, supported by rain, water, and plenty of sunshine. It has to be free of weed, rocks, and thorns. The hermeneutical translation, this is what I'm speaking of. Our bodies need a firm foundation that it will withstand the impossible in various conditions. Oftentimes we get mad where the seed falls, but don't realize where we planted them. 9 out of 10 times, you know, some of them are horrible places. But God said that at the end of this sermon, you will understand how and what he can do in the midst of your seed falling in some of these places. As we read over in Matthew, this Matthew, the 13th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 1 for clarification. We're going to Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. It says, on the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and a great multitude were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude sat by the shore. Then he spoke many things to them. Parables saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Amen. A sower went out to sow. And it reads on in the 4th verse. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. 7th verse, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen. 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 We're going to get down into this. Let me get this out of the way. There we go. Send that right here. All right. Amen. So here we go. Don't get upset with the product, though. We're going to start back at Matthew, the 13th chapter, and the 4th verse. He said, some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate them up. Then if you go into Matthew 13 chapter and the 19th verse, it says, when anyone's got, and this is Jesus clarifying, he's breaking it down. He's breaking the scriptures down that he just spoke of. In Matthew 13 and 19, he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Meaning that somebody came along and watered, and somebody came along and watered. This is the Matthew 13 and 14. Some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate them up. Meaning somebody came by and watered the soil, came by and watered it, but it wasn't attached, and the young man or the young lady didn't have a clear understanding, but nobody spent enough time with them for them to get a clear understanding of God's word. And that's one thing that we do in various ministries. We would come by on water, but when it comes down to get down to the nitty gritty, where we got to really focus on this person's salvation, it takes time to focus in. I mean, you just can't just say a word or two and get them happy and excited about the word, but then don't come, and you got to make sure you follow through. I mean, I know my wife always talk to me a lot about following through. And I know this is one time that, you know, God said, okay, you just can't say somebody comes in water, but somebody has to follow through. Somebody got to make sure that they're speaking life and consistently and continually into this person's life to get them more and more focused on what God is saying daily. It has to be this part of them has the Word of God has to become a part of them. And a lot of times we can't carry that in the beginning stage. You know, even a baby, it has to be rocked, it has to be cared for, and it has to be carried a while before it can walk. And this is what the Spirit of God is saying through this parable. You know, and if it's, you know, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That's what happens when that person is not, when somebody water it, and but don't nobody spend time. You got to spend time and with this person for this not to happen. So you see, you sow the seed, but you didn't stay to make sure you to nurture the seed. Amen? Amen. Going on to the Matthew 13, chapter 5 and 6, it says, some fell on stony places, and where there wasn't much earth, and they immediately sprung up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Wow, wow. Now we're going to read on in Matthew 13, and 20 and 21 is breaking down 5 and 6. It says, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when the tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Wow. Wow. Let's read that again. But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. This is right here. This is the breakdown of there's no root. You and Christians, we all got, you got to be rooting. You got to be rooted and grounded in God's word. You got to be rooted and grounded in God's word. And this is a brother or a young lady that loves to hear the word, loves it, but it's not rooted in their hearts. It's not rooted into any soil, because you all you have to do is say that, hey, let's go on out here to the club, or let's go, or they're easily persuaded to fall back into what they were doing that wasn't right. But this is the person that can be salvaged. They can be salvaged, but you got to spend time. Notice this in the first one, in 4, and to now, it takes time. We got to spend time with God in order to stay rooted and grounded. But here he has no root. He or she has no root. But they love to hear the word. And then it all depends on the elements they're in. I mean, their environment they're in. And that takes a toll. That takes a big difference. Because if you're not willing to lead the world, but you love to hear the word, then you're not rooted. You're going to be easy to go. It's easy to go back to doing what you was doing. And this person is flirting with God because they want. They love to hear the word, but then at the same time, I'm addicted to this over here. I'm addicted, and I know what this is about, but I don't know what this is about. And all it takes is somebody spending time with them to speak life into them and carrying out, following out God's plan, you know, and speaking life into them. That's what it takes. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to us as a whole. I mean, even as Christians, you know what it is. If you don't spend time with God, then other things start coming. If you don't occupy your time with something good, then I guarantee you something bad gonna arise real quickly. And it's going to overtake you. And Christians, you know this. We be overtaken several times. We go back. We backtrack several times. But guess what? We know how to get back on the horse. Now, this young lady, that they don't know how to get back on the horse, because guess what? They're not rooted. They're not rooted in the ground in God's word. They're not. And so that's we got to do a better job as Christians and you know, men and women of God to you know, get people back focused, get them focused into the Word and carry out the plans of God. And it says, Matthew 13:7 says, and some fell among thorns. Thorns sprang up and choked them. My. Says in Matthew 13:22, it says, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Let's be careful with this one. It says, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitful of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. So this person is grounded. This person is grounded, but it said that the deceitfulness and the riches choke the word, and becomes unfruitful. So this was a person that was fruitful, but now he or she is full of themselves. They are full of themselves, and now they are outspoken. You can't talk to them about the word of God. You can't, because they know the word of God, and now they so full of themselves, so they think it's God operating through them, but it's them operating through them. Now it's this deceitfulness and other riches choke the word. So now the words that pass through their mouth, they're out their mouth into whomever and wherever, it's unfruitful because it's them. They have become pseudo gods. Now they become gods. So God is like, okay, I'm gonna let you have that. I'm gonna let you have that since you want to be me. Now you so full of yourself and you know so much more than everybody else. Then versus coming together, because we're one body. Romans 12 said we're one body with many members. All have different functions, but all are important, and that's so true. But this person has become high on him or herself, and so now what they pass out is unfruitful. Amen? Amen. Matthew 13:8-9 says, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, and some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then Matthew 13:23 says, that he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Amen, amen, amen. So this is where we at, and this is the good seed, and the beginning. Let me go back to the beginning. The sermon topic is, don't get upset with the product. Don't get upset with what you produce, family. Don't get upset. Fix it. You got to fix it. And verse 13:8, Matthew 13:8-9 says, but others fell on good ground and yielded the crop. And that's what we want to do. We want to yield not just a crop. We want to multiply. We want to be a good crop. And where your seeds fall, where they fall, they are important where they fall, because your seeds grow, and you don't know what it's connecting itself to when it's growing like that, and it's fertile, and if it's good, it's gonna connect to something else that's good. Amen, amen. And our whole objective that God has given us, and our whole purpose, is to bring joy, peace, love, happiness, and always serve and be servers, be doers of the word of God, and be happy about it. Don't have nobody prep and prime you to be happy about today and what tomorrow is going to bring. Just be happy about now, and stop worrying about what you don't have now. and sow good seeds and sow into your children. A lot of people are mad with their children, but don't be mad with the your children. You got to be mad what was produced and go back and fix it. It's got, and sometimes it don't be the kids. The majority of the time, it be us. Well, they had this, they given that, and they given all these great opportunities. But if you didn't mix all the chemistry into it and the nurturing side of it, because any seed has to be nurtured. But guess what? Everything starts in the dark. Everything. When Jesus created the heavens and earth, it started in the dark. Before they spring up, they start in the dark. And God said that, and there was light, and there was light, and it was good. And so that's where we need to make sure that we can nurture it, water it, nurture it, give it light, give it much sunshine as we possibly can. Let the light and overtake the darkness. And as God said in the beginning of Genesis, and it was good. And this is where we need to get to when we're nurturing our seed. Make sure it falls on fertile ground. Even your fertilizer has to be free of obstructions and thorns and weeds and stuff that it would come in and try to choke and kill the seed. And that's what all Satan want to do. All he want to do is make sure that your seed don't fall on good ground, don't fall on good soil. If it do, he wants to go and grab it and choke it up. He wants to burn it up. He wants to fall on top of the soil. He don't want to dig in. And this is what we're headed to. This is what we need. This is where we're at. God wants your seed to be fertile on good soil, on good ground, so it can produce good. First thing we must do, even in the process, even if it fell in the thorn, even if it fell on top of ground, even if it, you got to cut it. You got to cut it. I mean that if you want to uproot it and put it in good soil, you got to first prune it. It had to be cut. You had to go back to the basics and find out what's going on, why it's not producing. Cut it off, prune it, even before you uproot it, to put it in good soil. Some people in your life or that person life that you know, the seeds that you put out, some things that you have to cut it off. You got to cut it off in order for it to grow. You know, as a person come and prune, he said, you know, even God says, Jesus said, you know, I'm the vine, God's a divine dresser. You know, he cuts and prunes everything that's not good for this plant of seed, in order for it to produce more, it has to cut some things off in order to produce and to be a better and a more productive producer. And that's the first thing that we have to do. We have to cut some folks off. And don't be scared to cut some folks off. You can't be scared. I would cut folks off all day, every day, and have Jesus versus having them folks and not having Jesus. You know, you got to make a decision. Life is full of decisions and distractions, and you got to make the one word I'm looking for, sacrifice. Sacrifices. It's a lot of sacrificing, but you, in order to prove who you are to Christ Jesus, you got to make some sacrifices in your life. And you know, for the moment, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good, but I guarantee you, it'll work out for your good. It will work out for your good. You know, you got to cut the people, addictions, fear, doubt, confusion, etc. You got to cut these things out your life in order for you to grow. You know, and then the uprooting process, you know, has given a new level of thinking, born again, repent, sold out to Christ, fearless, faithful to the commitment of Christ. Those are the things when you uproot it and you find in fertile ground. That's where you're leading yourself to. That's where you're leading people to. You know, fertile ground. That's our whole purpose, is to be fertile. is to be fertile and have nothing, you know, anything that can, how you say, without wrinkle or blemish. Without wrinkle or blemish. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to tell you this before we close. I close it out. Some of us have made some decisions and placed our seeds in some unfertile places. But one thing I know about God is He can fix it. He can fix it. And as it was explained, it's just uprooting that seed of that plant and placing it into fertile ground. I know you can do it. He knows you can do it. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the word that's been passed, Lord God. Lord God, if there's anybody out there that don't know you, Lord God, today is granted the opportunity to meet their Creator and to meet the one who bled and died for the sins and transgressions, was ripped and beaten so badly, died on the cross for you and me. Went to hell and took the keys from death and hell and brought them back with all power in his hands and given us the free will to choose life or death. This day we shall choose life. This day we choose life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Jesus, today is a great opportunity to meet him. If you don't know Jesus, if you want to accept him as your Lord, Savior Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, this is a great opportunity. All you have to do is say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and transgressions and reside in the right hand of the Father. If you believe this, because the only way to reach heaven is through his son Jesus that's in the world. That's the only way we can get to heaven is go through Jesus. That's your portal. That's the only way you can get there. If there's no belief, there's no, you ain't taking no ride. This is the ride right here. Be the way, the truth, and the life. So I just thank God for you today. That if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, hey, I want to be the first one to, or the first one to just say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ, which is the best decision you made in your life. Amen. 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 There again, thank you for tuning in to Through the Spirit Christian Ministries. I am Evan Strawberry. Also, if you would like to, you know, email me at REBSTRAW@gmail.com. REBSTRAW@gmail.com. Let's talk. Let's chat. Let's talk. You know, chop it up. They say chop it up. Talk about the word of God and be by God's will. I welcome it. I welcome it. Amen. Amen. But that's what we've done, what God has called us to do today. And we're going to close out. Lord God, we thank you and bless your name this day and forevermore, Lord God, that, Lord God, we be productive and produce good fruit and good soil, Lord God, this day and forevermore, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, y'all have a wonderful day, wonderful week. And we'll be back in the office again on Tuesday. God bless you. Love you now. In Jesus' name.